So it is storm season, isn't it? Tropical storm Bertha in the Gulf of Mexico, super typhoon Dolphin and typhoon Bobby in the Pacific, hurricane Genevieve in the Eastern Pacific, tropical storm Fausto near Hawaii, and add to that all the earthquakes and extreme heat and numerous floodings and droughts and wildfires across the world. It's safe to say that Mother Nature has had a very busy summer, hasn't she? We encounter many storms in our lives. Therefore, we can truly sympathize with the disciples as they find themselves caught in the middle of this storm on the Sea of Galilee. Given its geographical features, it was very common for bad storms to appear very suddenly on the Sea of Galilee. And this was the storm to end all storms. First, the waves battered the boat, literally tortured the boat, causing severe distress. Second, the disciples were traveling in the dark, which added to their confusion and fear. And third, the winds were against them. Literally, it says it was the winds were opposed to them, hostile to them. As a result of this brutal storm, they had made it only halfway across the lake, although they'd been rowing for hours, vainly trying to get to the shore. This is a powerful passage for us, right? It reminds us of all the storms we face in our lives. Are you in a storm now? Many of us are in storms of financial or physical health. Our families battling to move forward when everything would just seem to be pushing us and pulling us back. We are in vicious political and economic storms. And frankly, aren't we exhausted by this new normal with constant battle and no respite? However, just as physical weather clears the air and tests strong roots, personal hardships challenge us to grow in ways that just staying comfortable all the time can't do it for us. So the passage shows us how God uses storms to both correct and to perfect us. We see how Jesus dismisses the disciples and he sends them on their way knowing he knows what they're about to face. Storms come to us even when we are obedient to God. We are reminded that the God-ordained path is not always smooth or clear, correct? Yeah. Storms challenge our ability to truly rely on God and depend on God as our ultimate shelter. Jesus knows his disciples were enveloped by this storm, and he goes to them. Jesus knows what troubles we are facing, what winds are pushing us down, and he comes to be with us even when it is dark and we can't feel his presence. Make no mistake, God is always with us. As the ancient saying goes, bidden or unbidden, God is always present. God is there, even in the midst of the storms. In the disciples' panic, Jesus speaks to them the famous phrase, when people are overcome by terror. Fear not. He says, fear not, it is I. Have courage, have faith. Courage is that moral ability to face mental, physical, or emotional challenges or hard times. And more than that, courage is trust in God. Even in our darkest moments, even when we don't know how we're going to get out of the situation. Peter expresses courage by boldly declaring, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He doesn't say, isn't it interesting? Jesus, get in the boat with us. Jesus, stop the storm. He says, Jesus, command me to come to you. Just let me be with you, Jesus, in the midst of the storm, and I'll be all right. Imagine if we had such faith to step out of that battered boat in the midst of contrary winds and to go to Jesus. And Jesus doesn't mock Peter's idea. He says, come. And Peter steps out. It's better to be next to Jesus in the rage of a storm than stay in the safety of the boat. We're called to take our faith to that next higher level. Risk. Step out of the boat. But as quickly as Peter's faith stirs up, it falters. I'm sure we're all familiar with that experience, yes? Peter gets distracted. He takes his eyes off of Jesus. He becomes fearful of the waves lapping at his feet and the brutal wind that's pummeling him. And because he takes his focus off of Jesus, he begins to sink. And then he cries out the shortest and most powerful prayer in Scripture. Lord, save me. Remember that prayer and use it frequently. Save me, Jesus. I'm sinking in all these troubles of life. Save me, Lord. I'm over my head in doubt and in fear of the future. Save me, Lord. I'm scared. And immediately, Jesus reaches out and catches Peter. And Jesus catches us when we cry out, when we're sinking. Remember that simple but powerful prayer. Jesus, save me. One night, a house caught fire and a young boy was forced to flee to the roof. The father stood on the ground below with outstretched arms, calling to his son, saying, jump, I'll catch you. He knew the boy had to jump to save his life, but all the boy could see was the flame and the smoke and the blackness. You can imagine how terrified he was. He was afraid to leave the roof. And his father kept yelling, jump, I will catch you. But the boy protested, Daddy, I can't see you. And the father replied, but I can see you. And that's all that matters. The passage shares with us that there's a point where we have to get out of the boat. There's a point where we have to jump. To grow in faith, we have to get out of our comfort zone, especially faced with overwhelming challenges. We are called, like Peter, to go to Jesus despite what's raging around us, to keep our focus on him. We are called to jump like that scared little boy. And after we step out in faith, after Jesus saves us, Jesus gets in the boat, takes us to the boat, and then the wind ceases, and we can truly worship, saying, you are the Son of God. Even if we falter as we risk, Jesus is there to always catch us. Working through challenges, learning to make Jesus save me our go-to prayer every minute of the day, we discover that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God. If you are in a season where the wind is howling, maybe a diagnosis, grief, financial worries, broken relationships, some form of doubt, hear Jesus in today's text again, that he calls us to come to him, and he comes to us across whatever threatens to overwhelm us. And what do we pray? Jesus, save me. He rebukes not only to condemn, but to shape us into becoming someone who can walk with him through storms, not merely survive him. What do we pray? Jesus, save me. You know, when a crab grows, it breaks out of its hard shell and begins the process of forming a new one. Its lifespan is marked by passing through successive shells. The crab grows when it is in between shells. It will continue to grow as long as it dares to break out of the shell. And when it stops doing that, the crab ceases to grow and dies. We are called to break out of our shells. That is because that is what life is about. We are called to face the challenges and storms, not as punishment, but to help perfect our character and to refine our faith. What prayer will get us through? Jesus, save me. So what do we choose? Do we keep our eyes on the wind, counting its force, feeling that force and sinking deeper into the depths? Or will we risk a step toward Jesus? And even if we stumble, we still can cry out and know that his hand is there to lift us up. We know the storm will not last forever, but the faith and the character that we build because of the storm endures. So have courage, because we know that storms are an inevitable part of our lives. Just take one step this week. Speak aloud, "Lord, save me." In prayer, tell one trusted person about your fear. Open the gospel and read the story again, letting Jesus be your steadying sight. That same Jesus who said, "Do not be afraid," still speaks these words to us this day. He is in the storm with us, so take heart. Reach for his hand. Pray, "Lord, save me." Yes, and never let go. Amen.